Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Gimel. We are going to begin about 10 lines from the top, 8-10 lines from the top, with the words Sholech Leirovo Labai. Now, we had yesterday a discussion about whether Mechitza can only be used Lahokel or can a Mechitza actually be Lahachmir. And Abaye had questioned the three Amarayim when they had a whole discussion, and he had said, the way you're understanding it, the mechitza is actually harming things. And Abaye says the mechitza can only make things better, a mechitza doesn't make things worse. So he had actually brought down, each of the three Amaroyim had brought down a raya that a mechitza can make things worse. And essentially Abaye answered each one by saying, no, it wasn't the mechitza that made things worse, it was the destruction of the mechitza. The new mechitza destroyed an old mechitza, and that's why it made it worse. So we didn't contradict Abaye's statement that a mechitza is only lahokel and it's not lahachmir. Now we're going to try one more time. And we begin. Shalach le Rava la Abaye. Rava asked Abaye the following shaila: Biad Rav Shmaya Bar Zera. The shaila was sent via Rav Shmaya Bar Zera to Abaye, and he asked him the following: V'lo matzino mechitza l'issa. We don't find that a mechitza can actually make things worse. I'll show you that a mechitza can make things worse. It can make something prohibited after. Without the mechitza, it would actually be allowed. And where do we find that? Votanya, the following brisa. Now, this brisa is going to sound a lot like a mishnah that we had, but we'll start off and bring the raya from the brisa. And the brisa says, "Yesh b'mechitzos hakerem lahokul lahachmir." This gives us a chance to chazer over what we learned earlier in the Masechta, which was from the Mishnah in Kilayim, but here again we're bringing the Braisa first. But the concepts are the same in the Braisa as in the Mishnah. And the Braisa tells us that there are certain types of mechitzos in a vineyard that can be lahokel, to make it lenient in terms of the din of Kilayim, or lahachmir. And that's the critical point. Sometimes the mechitzos make the din more stringent. They make a chumrah rather than a kula. Ketzad. What are the examples? So first we'll state what the two examples are, and then we'll explain them individually. So ketzad, where do we find a mechitza being lahokel? You have kerem hanatua ad ikar mechitza. You have a vineyard that you want to plant in right up until the mechitza. So you have a vineyard, and then you have a mechitza. It's within dalet amos of the vineyard. You're allowed to plant immediately beyond the mechitza, even though from a physical point of view, it's less than dalet amos away. You normally have to separate from a vineyard dalet amos before you can plant vegetables. So here, you're allowed to plant even one am away, two tvachim away, if there's a mechitza there. So kerem hanatua ad ikar mechitza, the vineyard is planted all the way up to mechitza, right up to a wall. So zoreya meikar mechitza ve'elach. Immediately on the other side of the wall, you can plant, even though it's within dalet amos. And that's what the Braisa tells us. Sheilu ein shal mechitza, if it wasn't for the fact that there's a wall there, a mechitza over there, marchik dalet amos zorea. You'd have to move the vegetables at least 4 amos from the vineyard. So here, because of the mechitza, you don't have to move it 4 amos. So that's a big kula. So here's the example. Zeo mechitzos hakerem lahokel. Here's where you see an example where a mechitza can make the din more lenient. Without the mechitza, you'd have to separate by at least dalet amos. With the mechitza, you don't have to separate at all. You just have to be on the other side of the mechitza. It could be a tefach away. It could be a very small amount away. So that's the example of the mechitzos being mekel. Everybody agrees to that. Mechitzos are mekel. Now, here's the point, the question on Abaye, who says that the mechitzos are never lahachmir. Here it is. Well, lahachmir ketzah, the Braisa says, where do we find that a mechitza is machmir? So the din is, hayamashuch ben hakosu yud alef ama. You have a wall surrounding your vineyard, and your vines, the vineyard, is 11 amma away from the wall. We'll see later on the Gemara really means, when it says 11 amma, it means under 12 amma. They're just using 11 as the example. So it's under 12 amma, it's 11 amma away from the wall. So you can't plant in between the vineyard and the wall. If the wall wasn't there, you could plant 4 amma away. So having the wall there is a stringency, that you now aren't allowed to plant in this entire 11 amma area. So lo yovi zera l'sham, you're not allowed to go plant in this entire 11 amma distance between the vineyard and the wall, because shomale ein mechitza, if the mechitza was not there, marchik dalet amos is there. You'd only have to separate 4 amas from the vineyard, and then you'd be able to go and plant. There would be no din of kilayim. But because you have a wall, the din is stricter, and you actually can't plant and the entire 11 amma distance between the vineyard and the wall. And the Braisa concludes and says, V'zoi mechitzos hakerem lahachmir. Here's an example of the mechitzos actually making things worse. Without the mechitza, you don't have to distance 4 amas. Because you have a mechitza, you have to distance 11 amas. The entire 11 amas are no good. So this is the kashon Abaye. Here's a mechitza lahachmir. So Abaye says that's incorrect also. Just like with the first three cases from yesterday's share, the end of yesterday's share, so too this fourth case. Amalei, he says, You, Rava, who asked this question in the hands of Rav Shmaya Bar Ze'era, you think that you're telling me over here that the Mechitza ruined it? Well, Tamech, according to you, why did you ask me from this Braisa? You should have asked me from a more basic Mishnah. Whenever you can ask a question from a Mishnah versus a Braisa, so the Braisas are less authoritative than the Mishnah is. That's why the Braisa is called Brai, outside. So therefore, the Mishnah is a better source to ask the question. So why didn't you ask me from this Mishnah that we had early in the Masechta that's from Kilayim in Perek Dalet? So also Mimastis, and you should have asked me directly from the Mishnah that we learned in Kilayim. Did not. What does that Mishnah say? Karchas HaKemen, if you have a bald spot literally in the Kerem. We're going to explain in a moment these cases. And this Karchas HaKerem is basically you have a vineyard that you then take away part of the vineyard in the middle. And you can see examples of this in the Pirush Chai. Earlier in the Pirush Chai, I'll give you the, all in the first parak, we'll see all these diagrams. There'll be diagrams number 15, 16, 17, 49, and 143. All these are the diagrams that we're discussing. Since it's all a repeat of the Gemara from Dav Gimel, that's where all these diagrams are in the Pirush Chai. So I won't refer to them as much. There are very nice pictures in the Illustrated Gemara on page 111, where you can see this very, very clearly if you're having difficulty, and that's on diagrams number 331 and then 332. And in the Art Scroll, you're going to see these on next to footnote number 11 and next to footnote number 18, where this will be discussed. I'll try to say it outside first, and you can look in the diagrams to help you get it. You have this vineyard that has a hole in the middle of the vineyard. In other words, you have let some of the vines be taken out from the middle of this vineyard. So Beis Shammai says, if you want to go plant vegetables here between the, let's call the vineyard the left side of the vineyard and the right side of the vineyard. So you have an open space in the middle. So you want to have over here, according to Beis Shammai, 24 amos in between the left side of the vineyard and the right side of the vineyard. It's now a bald spot, that's Korachas HaKerem, in order for you to be able to plant something there in the middle. Ultimately, there are certain things that we need to know, so I'll tell you now, that every vineyard needs 4 amos of space around it to go and take care of the vineyard. That's so you can have a team of oxen going around and taking care of the needs of the vineyard. So you have to have an area of 4 amos around the vineyard. So when you're dealing with two separate vineyards now, because you have this Korachas HaKerem, so each side is going to need 4 amos to go and take care of itself. So that's going to be 8 amos, 4 on the left, 4 on the right. And then you're also going to need a significant field that you could plant the kilayim in, otherwise it's going to be subsumed by the vineyard. It's going to be subordinate to the vineyard, and you wouldn't be allowed to plant their kilayim. And here's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we're going to have. Beis Shammai says that a significant field is 8 amos. Beis Hillel says a significant field is 4 amos. So you're going to need 2 of those, either 2 4 amos or 2 8 amos, because each side would absorb, so to say, an insignificant field. So you're going to need 4 amos that are left open to take care of the field, and then you're going to need either 4 or 8 amos, like Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, to be a significant field that you can go and plant kilayim in. And then you're going to need on the other side as well the exact same thing. You're going to need 4 amos to take care of the vineyard. And then you're going to need either 4 or 8 amos to be a significant field on the other side. And that's where we see where they get their numbers. Beis Shammai therefore says you need 24 amos. Beis Shammai says you're going to need 2 eights. You're going to need 1 significant field of 8, 1 significant field of 8, so that's 16. And then you're going to need 4 amos to take care of the vineyard, and another 4 amos on the other side to take care of the vineyard. That's 4 and 4 is 8. So 8 and 16 is 24. That's what Beis Shammai gets, 24 amos. Beis Hillel says you only need 16, because you need 4 for the vineyard on the left, 4 for the vineyard on the right, and then you need 2, 4 significant fields. So that's going to be 4 and 4 is 8, and 8 plus the 4 and 4 is another 8, so that's 16. That's what Beis Hillel is going to tell you need Tes Zayin Amma. That's the difference between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, which the Gemara will now repeat again in a moment. I explain to you what the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. So this way we can understand it. So according to Beis Shammai, this Korachas HaKerem has to be 24 Amos. You can have the 2 4s and then the 2 8s. And according to Beis Hillel, you need the 2 4s on the outside for the vineyard, and then the 2 4s in the middle, that's 16. That's called Korachas HaKerem. Machal HaKerem, that's when you're dealing with the space between the vineyard and the wall. That's exactly what we just brought down in the Braisa, and that's why Abai says, why did you bring it from the Braisa? You should have brought it here from the Mishnah. And here you have different dimensions, because you don't need a second field next to the wall, but you need space next to the wall. You can't plant right next to the wall, or it's going to destroy the wall. The roots are going to destroy the wall. So you need a 4 Abba fallow area right next to the wall that you don't plant in, so the wall doesn't get ruined. So here, when you're dealing with the space between the vineyard and the wall, so you're still always going to need four amas to take care of the vineyard, and then you're going to need a significant field. So according to Beis Hillel, you only need one significant field. It's going to be four amas. According to Beis Shammai, you need a significant field. It's going to be eight amas to be able to go plant it. So here we understand Beis Shammai omrim tes zayin amas. You're going to need a total of 16 amas. You're going to need four for each wall, for the wall and for the field. Four to take care of the field. Four amas necessary to bring your wagon in that area, and then you need four space for the wall, so that's four plus four is eight, and then you need a significant field, that's another eight, that gets you to 16 amma. And Beis Hillel omrim yud beis amma. Beis Hillel says you need 12. Again, it makes sense. Four, you're going to need to take care of the field, four to take care of the needs of the wall so it doesn't fall down, that's eight, four plus four is eight, and then four for the significant field, that's going to be another four, is 12. So Beis Hillel omrim yud beis amma. That's the same that we said, 11 amma. So if you have 12 amma, then you can plant. If you have less than 12 amma, i.e. 11 amma, then you can't plant there. So here's where you see that the mechitza extends it. If you didn't have the wall there, you just have to have a 4 amma space, and then you could plant in the field. So the question could have been raised from this Mishnah as well as from the Braisa. So Abai says, why did you Badafka bring it down from the Mishnah? So we'll explain that answer. But right now, we're going to explain again. I just gave you all the explanations outside. The Gemara is now going to bring them inside. The Mishnah tells us, Ezo Korach HaSachemen, it tells us what exactly is this Korach HaSachemen. It only gives us Beis Hillel's opinions in both situations. It doesn't bother to explain Beis Shammai's opinion, which I've already explained. So Kerem Shecharav Em So'iso. You have a vineyard that has the bald spot. It has the area that's been removed from the middle of the kerem. So like I said, you have a right and a left side of the kerem. So in Ein Shom Tez Zayin Amma, if you don't have 16 Amma, according to Beis Hillel, again, 4 Amma for the left kerem to take care of it, 4 Amma for now the right kerem to take care of it, and then you need two significant fields, one so that the left doesn't absorb it, one so that the right doesn't absorb it, so you need 4 and 4, that's 8. So you have 8, the 4 and 4 in the middle, and then you have the 4 and the 4 on the outsides to take care of the vineyard, that's 16. So if you don't have 16 amma, lo yovi zero l'sham, you can't plant any vegetables there, it'll be kilayim. But how you shom tezayin amma, if you have the space of 16 amma between the left vineyard and the right vineyard, so you can plant in the middle eight, the two significant fields of four, you can plant to your heart's content. No sin loki de abo doso, you just give the 4 amma to take care of the left vineyard, 4 amma to take care of the right vineyard, and then you have the 8 amma left in the middle, the two significant 4 amma fields, the zorea samosar, and you'll have to go and plant there whatever you'd like, vegetables, it's not kilayim. Similarly, ezo yimochol akerem, what's the difference between mochol is a ring, a circle, it's the perimeter. So what is the amount that you need between the vineyard and the wall? So again, we said that for Beis Hillel's opinion, ben kerem legadur, you need to have between the vineyard and the gedder, the wall, a space that is at least 12 amma. Ein shom yud beis amma. If you don't have that 12 amma, you can't plant there at all. Lo yuvizera l'sham. Ha yu shom yud beis amma, but if you have the 12 amma, again, 4 to take care of the vineyard, 4 to make sure that the wall doesn't fall down, and then 4 to be the significant field, no sin lo kidei avodo so, you give the 4 amma to take care of the vineyard, and the zorea samosa, and then you can go and plant in all the vegetables you want in the additional 4 amma space there, and again, you leave 4 amma by the wall empty so it doesn't destroy the wall. So Abaye is asking, why did you ask me from the Braisa? You could have asked me the exact same question. Less than 12 amma, the mechitza seems to be lahachmir. Why did you ask me from the Braisa rather than from the Mishnah? So therefore, Abaye says, Ella, clearly, it must be that it has nothing to do with mechitzas over here. Ella hosam lav hainu taima. Isn't the reason in the vineyard has nothing to do with mechitzas. But in this case in the Mishnah with the kilayim, the chol dalet amos legabe kerem avodas hakerem, it's nothing to do with the partitions, nothing to do with the mechitza, the wall. It has to do with the fact that you need to have a space to work the kerem. That's dalet amos. Now, legabe geder, you also need a space. Kivin lo mizdaron, afkure mavkilu. You can't plant over there because it will destroy the wall. So therefore, the person is essentially saying, I'm not planting over there because he doesn't want to destroy his wall. That's why it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a machitza. It has to do with the fact that you have a wall there and you don't want the wall to come tumbling down. And then, the baini, in between the 4 amma that you need for the vineyard and the 4 amma that you need for the wall, has nothing to do with the mechitza, has to do with the fact that it's a wall. So, in that 4 amma space, ikodalit, if you have 4 amma space, that's considered chashivon, a significant space, it's not absorbed by the kerem, and therefore, you're allowed to plant over there all the kilayim you want. However, V'ilo, if you don't have 4 amah there, in other words, you have less than 4 amah, so this becomes less than 12 total, it's 11, it could be 11.999, but we call that 11. V'ilo, then lo chashvinon. So then it's not considered, lo chashivon, it's not considered significant in that situation. So it has nothing to do with mechitzos. So therefore, I stand my ground, the Abaye says, that we don't find mechitzos lahachmir, mechitzos are only lahokel. That concludes the discussion that we began towards the end of yesterday's year. Now we have Omer Yehuda, the Yehuda tells us, and you have a wonderful diagram of this actually in the Rashi, the one in the Rashi that we have over here is as clear as any of the diagrams, but if you want, you can see diagrams in the art scroll as well, next to footnote number 19, and you can see very nice clear diagrams as well in the Pirush Chai here in our parak on page 204, diagrams number 59 and 60, and you can see very, very clear diagrams in the Illustrated Gemara on page 111 in diagram 333, and then we'll look at diagram number 334, because we're going to have two opposite cases. They look very similar, but they're exactly the opposite of each other. In any event, Amar Yehuda, the Yehuda tells us, if you have Gimel Karpifos, the Karpifos here are areas that you've enclosed. These are travelers, and they're going on the road, and they set up either, we learned previously in the Masechta, that they set up either just vertical posts, and that's perfectly good mechitza for this type of a situation, or they set up horizontal posts. They put up vertical posts, and then they attached wires or strings from one to the other. They all were within, whether they were vertical posts or the horizontal posts, in the two different scenarios that I just set up. So they are going to be all within 3 tefachim of each other. So you have the principle of lavud. So you have vertical posts, vertical posts, vertical posts, vertical posts, just vertical posts, all within 3 tefachim of each other. We view that halachically as a solid wall, and it's a good machitza. Or if you have the horizontal lines making the mechitza. So then you have a vertical post, and then 10 am away another vertical post, then 10 am away another vertical post, and you connect them with strings. So as long as the strings are within 3 tefachim of the ground, and then the next one is within 3 tefachim of that going up, then the next one is within 3 tefachim of that, and you have a total of 10 tefachim from the ground up to the top string, and they're all within 3 tefachim of each other, or within 3 tefachim of the ground, so that also is considered by a lavud a fully filled-in wall. So you have these three areas. You have one on the left, one in the middle, and one on the right. And these are called Gimel Karpifos. Zeh b'tzad zeh. Again, A, B, and C. One on the left, A. One in the middle, B. And one on the right, C. And Ushnayim Hachitzonim, the outer two are Migufofim. What does that mean? So here you can see in the first of all the diagrams that I just mentioned to you, that you have from the aspect of the outer one looking in towards the middle one on both sides, from the one on the left looking into the middle or the one on the right looking into the middle. So they're like the Chatzur Gedola that we had yesterday looking into the Chatzur Kitana. It has Gifufim. From their perspective, in the two outer Karpifs, you can see inside to the middle Karpaf, they have not a flush fully, but they have space wall to the left and space wall to the right of the opening into the middle Karpaf. That's called the outer ones on the Gufafim. The outer ones have walls. In other words, on their fourth side, on the, quote, open side, they still have walls there. And therefore, it's considered a Pesach from the outer one into the inner one. It's not Prutzo Bimloa, as we've discussed many times previously. However, from the middle one's perspective, it looks straight flush out into the, both the one on the left and one on the right. And that is called Prutzo Bimloa. So here, in this situation, you have Yochid Bozeh, the Yochid Bozeh, and the side it brings down as well, the Yochid Bazeh, Tzorach Lomar, the Yochid Bazeh as well. So you have one person in each of these three areas, one in the left, one in the middle, and one in the right. So the halacha is, when you have three people, there is no limit to how much of a karpaf you can enclose. That's called a shayara, a caravan, and then there's no limitation. When you only have one person is only entitled to a base asayim. If you have more than a base asayim, these types of relatively flimsy mechitzos, either the old vertical or the horizontal alone, types of mechitzos only work up to a base asayim. Once you have a caravan, however, defined as three people, a shayara, so then you can build it as large as you need. So, in this situation, when you have one person on the left, one person in the middle, one person on the right, so do they combine to make three people in the same area that it's a caravan and you can have as much space as you want? So Nasa Kishayara, he says in this situation, because of the Gifufim, so the one on the right is considered as if he's in the middle as well. The middle is subsumed to him. And the one on the left also is considered, because of the Gifufim, that the middle is subsumed to him. So all three people are halachically viewed as being in the middle. So in this situation, nasa kishayara, they become like a shayara, but no salam called sarkin, and they're not limited to having each one only a base sosayim. Each one isn't only allowed to enclose an area of two saw, but instead of each enclosing two saw, so they have a total of six saw, they can have 10 saw, 20 saw, as much as they want in this situation, because that's the din of Shayara. However, now some aren't going to use the word Vadai, the Bach takes the word Vadai out. In any event, either definitely, however, Emtsoi Megufaf, if the middle one, and this is the next diagram in each of the different Svarim that I've mentioned, if you look in the next diagram, the middle one has the borders looking from the middle to the outside one. It's not flush. Now, the middle one is like the Chatzur Gedola, and the two outer ones are the Chatzur Ketana. So from the outer one, it's flush. It's Prutza Bimloa. But from the middle one, they has Gifufim on both the left side and onto the right side. So in this situation where the Emtsoi is the one that is Megufaf, so now we don't view them all as being in the same area. Ushnaim Achitzonim en Megufafim, the two outer ones are not. So the guy in the middle, he's subsumed into either the left or into the right. But you're not going to have three people in any one place. V'yochabzeh. Here we actually say all three are Yochabzeh. So you have one person in each area. But now the guy in the middle, he could go to the left or he could go to the right. But he can't combine the one on the left and the one on the right. So they're not three people. You don't have the status of a Shayara. And therefore, in this situation, a Noslem Ella base Sheish. Each of them is only entitled to a base Sosayim, the one on the left, the one in the middle, and the one on the right, because you don't have three people all together in this halachic arrangement. And therefore, you only have entitlement to two base saw, up to two base saw for each individual. So that's the din. That's what Rabbi Yehuda tells us. Now we're going to have a couple of ramifications of this, two ramifications. What is the halacha? Ibar Lu, they ask in the base measures the following shayla. Again, our setup over here. Echo bezeh v'echo bezeh ushnayim bo'em tzoyi. You have one guy in the left, you have one guy in the right, and you have two guys in the middle. So what is the halacha in this situation? Do we view them as a caravan because it's more than three people, or do we say, no, they're not all together? Now, what's the scenario? We're dealing here with the middle one having the gifufim. So the middle one is the area. It subsumes the area on the left, and it subsumes the area on the right. So now you got two guys in the middle, and you have one guy on the left, one guy on the right. How do we view this? Do we say that since the two in the middle subsume either the one on the left or the one on the right, it's three people, and therefore you're not limited by a base assigned for each person? You can have as much as you want. Or do we say, no, it's not? What are the two sides of the coin? Ilohocha nafki tloso havu, vilohocha nafki tloso havu. Do we say that if the two guys in the middle are absorbing the one on the left, so that they have three? If you say the two guys in the middle are absorbing the one on the right, then they have three. So then it should be a total of three, whichever way you look at it. And therefore, you're entitled to as much space as you want, what we call kol tzarkon, and they're not limited to two base saw, a sasayim, for each individual. Or do we say, oh, dilma? No. Because chad lohocha nafik, v'chad lohocha nafik. Maybe the two guys in the middle, they're not going together. Maybe they're going to split up. And one guy says, oh, I don't want the guy on the left to be alone. I'll go with him. And the guy in the middle, the other one, says, I don't want the guy on the right to be alone. I'll go with him. And what do you now have? You have two on the left, essentially, and two on the right. And that's not called a caravan. And you don't have called circle. You only have two saw for each one. That's question number one. That's the first Iboiluhu. So do we go la kula and say that it's like a shayara, and they can have as much space as they want because two could go to the left, and then you'd have three, or two could go to the right, and then you'd have three? Or do we say, no, one goes to the left, one goes to the right, and you only have two and two, and therefore it's not called sarkut? That's question number one. L'chkula or l'chumra. V'im timsi lomar, or if you want to give me the answer, l'chad l'chokh enofi, l'chad l'chokhavi, we go l'chumra. Let's say v'im timsi lomar, we go l'chumra in the first case. So therefore we assume one guy went to the left, one guy went to the right, and you're not entitled to called sarkut. What about the following scenario? Shnaim is there. You have two in the outer one on the left, and two in the outer one on the right, and one in the middle. So here, what is halacha? Mahu? The middle one, again, subsumes either the left or the right. So now, you definitely have three, no matter what. That's what the Gemara says. Hocha vadai, here, certainly do we say, if the guy in the middle goes to the left, so tlosahavu, then there's three guys on the left. And the lahocha nafik, if instead the guy in the middle goes to the right, so also, if he goes to the right, so tlosavu, you have three on the right as well. So do we say no matter what, you have a shayara, and therefore you have kol tzarkon? Or do we say no, odilma, since he has a field of choice, he could go to the left or he go to the right, he doesn't go to either one in halacha. Odilma, emor lahocha nafik, you could say, argue, he goes to the left, or the emor lahocha nafik, or you could argue, no, maybe he wants to go to the right. And therefore, since he has a field of choice, we don't view him as being with either of them, and therefore, it's not called tzarkon. So again, you go Lakula, he definitely is included on the left, definitely included on the right, and therefore they have Kol Tzarkon. Or do we say, no, since you could go either way, you don't have anything? That's the second question that they asked. The Gemara says, how do we paskin? The Hilchasa? Bayon Lekula. We say in both of our questions, both of our bayas over here, the first one and the second one, we can take the more lenient approach. In the first one, we say that the two in the middle definitely go to the left or definitely go to the right. So you have three and you have Kolt Sarkon. And the second case, we say, even though he could go either way, we assume he goes one way. Doesn't make a difference which way. And therefore, you have three definitely. And you go Lekula in both of these situations. Now the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Chisda, we turn to the Amud Beis. Rav Chisda tells us, and here we're going to learn a new din, where you're combining the depressions and elevations. In other words, the Gemara says, if you have Gidud Chamisha, a Gidud is a lowering of a height of a field, one next to the other, from an area one next to the other. As Rashi says, Chotzer Shekar Ki Isa Govoa Chamisha Tvachim. So you have over here, and you can see this in the art scroll next to footnote number one. You can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 61 on page 204. And you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 112 in diagram 335. And then you continue in the next diagrams in every one of these places for the next scenario. So you have this area that is five tfachim lower than the area on the right. Umechitza chamisha. And then you add a fence on top of it. So looking at it from the lower field or the lower area, you have a five elevation up in the actual ground, and then you have an additional five elevation tfachim up in terms of a mechitza. So from the bottom to the top, you have 10 tfachim. So looking at it from the lower yard to the top of the both the wall of the ground, as well as the additional five tvachim that you added on, you have 10 tvachim. So can you combine the chutzer that is lower with the chutzer that is higher? It's physically only five tvachim away, but then you have another wall making it 10 tvachim apart. So this statement of Rav Chisda is as follows. He says, aim it starfim. You can't combine them. Later on in the Gemara, we're going to have an opinion that that's the exact opposite. We're going to have an opinion that says that they do combine. Now, here we have Rav Chisda says they don't combine. Ein mitzdarfin. Unless, achiyehei okula begidud, okula b'mechitza. They're considered over here to have a 10 tefachim wall. Either it's all gidud, it all is the lower ground on the left to the right. As long as it's 10 tefachim depth difference between the left and the right, that's considered a valid wall, even though there's no wall over there. Or you have both on the same level, and you have a 10 tefach wall in between them. So you either need to have a lowering of the ground entirely for the 10 tefachim, or you have to have the mechitza entirely for 10 tefachim, but you can't combine the lowering of the ground with the mechitza. That's the statement that Rav Chisda made. Now we're going to question it. Meisvei, Gemara says, the following brisa seems to disprove what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda is an Amora, he can't go against the brisa. The brisa says, the first part of the brisa is not against him. The second part is, you have shtei chatzer rizulim ala mizu. You have two fields, again, one, two chatzers, 2 yards, one is lower by 10 tefachim than the other one. Zulam alam izu, v'ayon gevo minat tachton asar tefachim. The difference between the two heights is 10 tefachim. Again, a very straightforward case, and this is very clear that there is a separate entity between the two, and that wouldn't be the kasha at all. Rav Chisda is fine with this. But here's the second part, which is the kasha Rav Chisda. Here it says, oh, sheesh bo gidud chamisha umechitza chamisha. Or you have exactly our case, which Rav Chisda said doesn't combine, and here in the Brisa it's going to say it does combine. You have the left chatzer is five tefachim lower than the right chatzer, and then you put an additional five tefach wall on top of this. So the two chatzeros are physically separated from the bottom to the top of the wall. It's 10 tefachim. So in this situation, are you allowed to make one Erev Chatzeros between these two areas, or must they make two separate Erev Chatzeros? There's a wall in between them of 10 tefachim that can't combine together. So this Brisa tells us, Ma'arvim Shnayim, they're two separate entities, and if they wish to make an Erev, so the one on the left, the lower one, all the houses in that Chatzer can combine together and make a single Erev Chatzeros for them, but they can't combine with the higher Chatzer. And likewise, the Chatzer that is higher, all the houses there can go combine and make an Erev Chatzeros for them, but they can't combine with the lower one. The Ein Ma'arvin Echad, they're not allowed to. Now, if you say like Rav Chisda, that it's not considered a connection of 10 tefachim when you have a combination of a lowering of the ground and the mechitza itself, 5 and 5, so then they should be considered one entity. And that's the question from the Braisa on Rav Chisda. Let's just finish off the Braisa. The Braisa says, Pachas Mikan, if you don't have 10 tefachim, so then obviously, Ma'arvin Echad, they're considered one chotzer, And they ain't Arba Shtayim. They're not allowed to make separate Eruv Chatzeres because they're considered one Chatzer if there's no 10 Tvachim separating between them. But the Kasha is, if there was a combination of Gidur and Mechitza, the Brisa clearly says they do combine. Kasha and Rechista, the Amora, who says that they don't combine. So the Girsa that we have is Amar Rav. On the side, it says that it really should be Amar Rava. So Rava says, Moder Rav Chista betachtona. No, Rav Chista agrees that from the perspective of the bottom one, that situation, it does combine. He's only saying from the perspective of the top one, it doesn't combine. The bottom one combines Hoel, Viroa, Pnei Asara. From the bottom one to the top of the wall is clearly 10 Tvachim. You have the 5 Gidud and then the 5 Mechitza. So from the bottom looking up, this clearly 10 Tvachim. So absolutely, the one on the left, the lower one, clearly has a mechitza of 10. So they are totally separate from the other one. If they want to make their own Eruv Chatzeres, they can, but they can't combine to the other one. Rav Chista's point of view, however, is that the upper one, they only have an elevation of 5 Tvachim from where they are. So from their perspective, they're not the same case. When the Brisa tells us that they can't combine, it's talking about from the perspective of the lower one. From the perspective of the upper one, they could in fact combine. So Gemara says, if that's so, ihachi, and you're telling me that this is considered a mechitza only for the lower one, but not for the upper one. So, tachtona to Arev Shtayim, the low to Arev Echad. So then, from the bottom one's perspective, they can't combine with the top one at all. So they can only make their own Erev Chatzeros to Arev Shtayim, the low to Arev Echad. They can't make a combined Erev Chatzeros with the upper courtyard. However, El Yona, the top one, shouldn't be allowed to do anything. Lo to Arev, it can't be Erev Chatzeres by itself, Lo Echad, and certainly not Shnayim. It can't combine to make Echad with the bottom one, because the bottom one is not connected to it. It has a 10 tefach wall. Gidud 5, Mechitza 5. But it shouldn't even be able to make its own, because it's considered over here that is only 5 tefachim from it to another area that it can't carry. And therefore, it's considered that it's breached Bimloa. And therefore, if it's Brutzo Bimloa, so then it shouldn't be able to make an Erev Chatzeros at all. So the top one shouldn't be able to make, not together, but not even by itself. So that's the question that they ask on the way Rava explained Rav Chista. So Omar Rabba Barula, Rabba Barula says, no, that's not a problem. Can go and show yourself Yona, Migufefes, Ad Etzeramos. No, there's an additional 5 Tvachim wall that the top Mechitza had, but not across the whole way. And you can see this again in the diagrams. See, this is in the art scroll in the footnote next to the diagram next to footnote number 9. And you can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 205, diagram number 66. And you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 113, diagram number 337. And all of these show that you now have, at least for part of the way, you have a 10 tefach wall, a mechitza. So you do have 10 tefachim on the top one, but it's not fully enclosed. And therefore, he tells us, Kigon Shoysel Yona Migufefes ad Eser Amos. There was a 10 tefach wall, but the open area was less than 10 amos between the additional 5 mechitza wall that you added on top of the original 5 mechitza wall. And therefore, the total height is 10 tvachim in some areas, and the open area is less than 10 amos. So in this situation, the top one is considered enclosed with a 10 tefach mechitza, and that's why Rabba Barula says the top one can also make its own Erev, and the two can't combine because there's a separation. Gemara again says, Ihachi, if that's so, keep on reading this Brisa, Ema Sefer. The next part of the Brisa says, if you have Pachos Mikan, if you have less than 10 tefachim in total, so then Ma'arvin Echav, Ema Ma'arvin Shnayim, then you have to combine them if they wish to make an Erev Chatzeros, the upper and the lower courtyards. They can't make their own separate ones. Now, I Baya Chad to Arev, I Baya Trey to Arev. If what Rabba Barula is saying is correct, so then they should have the right, if they wish to go and make one Erev, or they can make two Erevs. How come the Brisa says that they're not allowed to make a combined, they must make a combined Erev, they're not allowed to make their own separate Erevs. And you can see this again in the diagrams, in the art scroll, in footnote number 11, and the Illustrated Gemara, on page 113, in footnote, in diagram number 338. And in the Pirush Chai, in diagram number 67, on page 205. So again, if the distance is less than 10 tvachim high, so then the upper one should be able to, if they wish to, go and make a single Erev with the lower one. But since this area that's less than 10 tvachim is less than 10 amos in its width, so then you still have the gifufim, so then if they wish to, why don't we call this a Pesach, and therefore they can make a separate Erev. That's the question that we're asking. If Rabba Barula is correct, so then why did we say in the Braisa that they must combine? You should allow them to combine because you have the Pesach, but if they wish to, they should be able to be separate. So Amma Rabba Bray de Rava, so Rabba, Rava's son, tells us, Kigon, you know what we're talking about? It's not like the way we set up the diagrams that there's these gifufim, but in fact, if you look in the art scroll, in the footnote 11 in the diagram over there, you can see that it's now flush. The gifufim are not standing out to the side. And in this situation, when you have Kigon Shenifritzo HaTachtona Bimlo Lo Yona, so now they're perfectly flush with each other, the gifufim aren't standing off to the side. You no longer have the example of the Chatzur Gedola and to the Chatzur Ketana. They're now flush with each other. It's Prutzu Bimloa. So now, that's why they're only allowed to make a single joint Erev. They can't each make their own separate Erev. The Gemara still persists and says, Ehachi, if that's true, Tachtona, the bottom one, Chad to Arev, Trelo to Arev. The bottom one should no longer be able to make its own separate Erev. It has to combine with the upper one. And Elyona, the upper one, Iboya Trey to Ariv, Iboya Chat to Ariv. It still has the Gifufim in the upper one, so it's a Pesach from the upper one, so the upper one should still be allowed to go and make its own separate Ariv. And you can see this in footnote number 13 in the diagram there. The Gifufim are off to the side. So this is the example of the Chatzur Gedola that is Prutza to the Ketana. So from the Ketana's point of view, it's fully flush, but you have the Gifufim on the side. So from the upper point of view, it could be a Pesach, or it could be a mechitza. They could have it whatever the way they want. So yihachi, so the bottom one, you're right, can only make one, but the top one could make one or two. So we said, you're right, Taka, that's 100% correct. And hachanami, when we said, v'chiktani, that pachs mikan morvin echav in morvin shtayim, if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's 9 tvachim, so then there's a breach totally from the bottom one to the upper one, so then the bottom one is only allowed to make one Erev. You're right. Pachs mikan marvin echad ve'marvin shtayim. They must go and combine with the upper one. But the upper one has the right to say, nothing doing, Charlie. We don't want to be with you. The upper one, in fact, could say that we're going to make our own Erev and we're going to exclude you. Or they can say, we'll join with you, because it's either a Pesach or a Mechitza from the upper one's point of view. And therefore, when we said that you must be ma'arv echad ve'marvin shtayim, it's only going atachtona. That's how this Braisa doesn't conflict with Rav Chista's statement that the Gidud cannot combine with the Mechitza. But now we have Mereimar, who argues with the Mechitza. Mereimar's an Amora, and he argues with the Chista. Darish Mereimar, Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha. If you have the combination of five Tvachim of the difference in the height between the 2 yards and five Tvachim of Mechitza, they can combine Mitztarfin and make a valid Mechitza now of 10 Tvachim. That's what Mereimar said. He disagrees with Rav Chista. Now, Ashkei Ravina, Ravina was finding Rav Acha Brei de Rava, and he asked him, "Nu, did the Rebbe mention anything about this in the Shir?" Amalei, Tani Mar, Bidim Mechitza. Did the Rebbe say anything in the Shir about this? I think he's referring to Rav Acha Brei de Rava as the Rebbe, or maybe he's saying their Rebbe. I'm not sure. He said, "Did the Rebbe say anything about this in the Shir?" So Amalei, lo, the Rebbe didn't say anything about this in the Shir. Either he didn't say it, or the Rebbe didn't say it. The two ways to understand this. Either he disagreed with it, and that's what he says, no, I didn't say anything about this. In other words, I don't agree with that. Or he just didn't say anything about it. In any event, the Gemara says, how do we paskin the Hilchasa? Gidud Chamisha, Mechitz Chamisha. We paskin like Mereimar, Mitztarfin, not like Rav Chista. In fact, and we've had this throughout the Mestafta, we do combine them. We say that if there's a difference in elevation between the two courtyards, and then you add a Mechitz on top of it, so you have a total of 10 Tvachim, it's considered a valid Mechitza. Now we have a new question. Boy, Rav Shai. Rav Shai asked the following shaila: Diorin haboyim b'shabes ma'ushiyasu. If you have, for example, a case where you had two separate chatzeros that were separated by a wall, so you have the one on the left made their own erev chatzeros, the one on the right made their own erev chatzeros. There's no pesach between them; they have to have separate chatzeros, and then the wall falls down on Shabbos. So now you have panim chadashim b'am lekan. The people on the right previously had their own erev chatzeros, but now there's no wall there, so they quote merge now with the people on the left. So these panim chadoshos, these new people over here, the Yeruvim haboyim b'Shabbos, they're new dwellers that come on Shabbos, so do they ruin it for the other side or not? Does each side ruin it for the other side? So Rav Chista says, Toshma, let's bring it right for the following Mishnah. You have our Mishnah, what we said, Chatzur Gedola Shenifritzo L'Ketana. You have the larger courtyard that is breached into the smaller courtyard. So, as we said many times, because of the Gifufim, so the larger one, Hagdola Muteris, they're still allowed to carry, because they still have a valid mechitza, v'ketana asura, but the people in the smaller courtyard are not allowed to carry. Why? Because their courtyard is now essentially just a Pesach for the larger one. It's prutza bimloa, and therefore they're not allowed to carry. So this occurred on Shabbos. That's what we're assuming right now. So asked and answered. If you have new people coming in, the larger courtyard is now coming in. It was breached on Shabbos, so it ruins it for the smaller courtyard. Oh, that's the question. Do new diurim come and ruin it? The answer is yes. Mar says, not necessarily so. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Amar mibo yom nifritza. Who says that this was breached on Shabbos? It was breached Erev Shabbos. So this situation was set up before Shabbos. It didn't occur on Shabbos, it occurred before Shabbos. And when Rabbi said this, so his Talmud, Abaye tells him, Omale Abaye, Abaye says to his Rebbe, Rebbe, lo tem amar, the Rebbe shouldn't say maybe, Amar. Amar means maybe that this is what happened. No, in fact, Elavadai mibod yom nifritza. It's absolutely, the only way to understand this is that the breach occurred before Shabbos started. Because Abaye says to his Rebbe, Rabba, doho mar hu diyomar, because you, Rebbe, mar, Rabba, you said, boy mine me refuna, sometimes you said you would ask this to refuna, or boy mine me refuda, other times you said you'd ask this to refuda, must tell me he asked it to both of them, and you asked the following shaila to them, Erav derech ha-pesach, if there was two chatzeros with a wall in between them, and the wall had a pesach, so it had a door, and therefore if they wish to, they can make one Erav chatzeros together, because they have a pesach in between them, and then they did that. And now, v'nistam ha-pesach on Shabbos, the door got filled in. The space got filled in. So the Erev opportunity, if this had happened before Shabbos, would not be allowed. V'nistam here b'Shabbos. V'nistam ha-pesach on Shabbos, the door got sealed off in some way. The entrance to Pesach got sealed off. Or Erev derech ha-chalon. They had a 4x4 tefach chalon, which is functioned as a pesach between the two courtyards. It's under 10 tvachim. Therefore, it allows them to connect if they wish to. And again here, v'nistam ha-chalon. And the window, this opening, got filled in. It got shut up on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? In this situation, do they continue carrying or not? Mahu. That's what Abaye said, Rebbe, Rabba, you taught us that you asked this question to Rav Huna and to Rav Yehuda, and they said, Barmali, either Rav Huna or Rav Yehuda, each said to him, Shabbos, kivan shehutra hutra. Once at the beginning of Shabbos, we have permissibility to have an Erev Chatzeres between them, even if the reason why that permissibility, the Pesach or the Chalon, got nistam, it got sealed off, we still allow them to carry. Therefore, similarly, in our case over here, where we have the Chatz Gedol, Shnifritz L'Ktana, it must be that it happened before Shabbos, because if it happened on Shabbos, it wouldn't ruin it. And the Gemara says, this is in fact, however, a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, because we learn, if you have a wall that's in between two chatzeros, so beforehand they were able to make a separate area of chatzeros on each side, but now they're combined. So Rav Amar, even though they each had a separate area of chatzeros beforehand, if the wall comes tumbling down on Shabbos, so then they've ruined their Erev Chatzeros. We don't say, well, they started the Shabbos, it was good, so it's therefore good for the rest of Shabbos. Rav says, if the wall comes tumbling down, so then you only have Dalet Amos. Each of their Erev Chatzeros is gone. Rav Lushitaso, that says, like Rabbi Shimon, we pass on Rabbi Shimon, that the Gagos, Karpifos, and the Chatzeros are all considered one entity, only Shelo Irvu. And therefore, Rav says in this situation, since they were in the Arev, so then it does ruin it in case the wall comes down. Shmuel Amar, we turn to the Yomar Aleph. Shmuel disagrees, and he says, no, you imagine where the mechitza was, the wall came down, but the one on the right side, they can carry up to that mechitza, where the mechitza was, the one on the left side, carry up to where the mechitza was. Again, Shmuel Lushitasu, he says that we pass it like Rabbi Shimon, that all the chatzeros are one entity, and therefore you can carry from one side of the chatzer to the other side of the chatzer, even if they made an Erev. So therefore, each side in this situation, there's no concern that they'll carry anything further, because they'd be allowed to carry from one courtyard to the other anyway. So each one can still carry within their courtyard. Ay, Gemara says, "V'ha Rav la beferish itmar." Rav never actually explicitly stated this. It's ella miklola itmar. It's only garnered from another statement that he made, because the Rav Shmuel, Amaisa Shahaya, Havu Yasvei Bahu Chotzer. Rav Shmuel once sitting together on Shabbos in a certain chotzer where there was a separate Erev Chatzeros between their courtyard and another courtyard. They had their own Erev Chatzeros, the other courtyard had its own Erev Chatzeros, and then the wall fell down. This exact case, Nof al Gudod the Beni Beni, and the wall between these two Chatzeros fell down. So Amalu Shmuel, Shmuel said to the people around him, he says, Shekolu Glima, go and take a partition of some sort, take a garment, a Glima, and Negiduba, and stretch it over the breached area. Now, on the surface, it sounds like he's doing it to make the Mechitza. In other words, he's saying that you can fix the mechitza from what it was previously. And Rav didn't like this. Adrinu Rav Lepe. Rav turned his face away. And Amar Shmuel, when Shmuel saw this, he said, he called Abba, he called Rav Abba, either because that was his title of respect, or because his name was Abba, and he called him as a friend. Abba, he didn't call him Rav Abba. And anyway, Shmuel says to Rav, he called Abba, if Rav, if you're upset, so Shkolu Hemyone Uktatruba. Go and take your belt and tie it there. The Miri explains, this was like a milsa de bidichusa. This is like a little bit of a joke. He said, oh, if you don't think that my garment over here is an adequate, tight, taut wall, so then tie your belt to it to make it tight. In other words, he says, you're perfectly allowed to do this. There's no problem in doing so. Now, it looks like Rav is saying that you're not allowed to carry, even if you fill in the breach. Oh, that's what we say. Bechlola itmar, and not beferish itmar. So Mora says, no, lushmul. According to this, Shmuel, lama liha, why does he need to have any mechitza over there? If Shmuel is saying, zemetal talarika mechitza, zemetal talarika mechitza, so he already said this. Why do you need to fill it in at all? Ha'amar, zemetal talarika mechitza, zemetal talarika mechitza. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel, avi litzniyus v'biyama. No, this wasn't for a partition purposes. He just didn't want the other courtyard to see in. So he put up this garment over here, this glima, to have some privacy. So the Gemara says, no, v'rav. If Rav felt that this was not allowed, you're not allowed to carry. You can't make a mechitza over there. The mechitza broke. So now they're not allowed to carry. Why didn't he tell Shmuel? Hey, you're wrong. So Gemara says, Asrei de Shmuel Haba. This was in Shmuel's shtat. Shmuel was the local Rav, and Rav didn't want to contradict him. It's your shtat. You paskin the way you want. I disagree with you. No, if he disagreed with him, and he didn't want to say so, then why did he turn away? If he was accepting Shmuel's psak because he's the rav in the town, so then why did he turn his face away? So the Gemara tells us, because the low nemru, he didn't want people to think, he didn't want people to say, hey, I retract my original statement that when the wall comes down, that you're not allowed to carry, and if people see me not being at all displeased with what Shmuel did, they're going to mistakenly think that I've retracted my position. So therefore, I have to show my unhappiness with Shmuel's opinion, but I didn't say boo, because it's his town, he's the Rav, and I didn't want to paskin against him. I didn't want to say anything in his face. With that, we conclude today's shir.